Pete Marrero, Blue Sky Restoration. The skies are gray. They're according to Kleppen, there is rain in the forecast. We got bomb. We basically went March, April. We basically went April, May, June. Very limited.
In a drought.
Right. I mean, very sparse rain. We had very limited rain, and you started seeing grass, you know.
Yeah, my lawn was brown, and it was like, what's going on, right? And then early July, we get slammed. I remember the day. I actually went to a Cubs game with my family, and the game was rain delayed. It was a good time, but all of a sudden, it's like the streets were flooding. There was rivers. You see sewage drains just backing up.
Yep.
And, you know, in my mind, I know what's going on. I'm already getting calls. I'm getting texts. Hey, we got to get on standby. We got to get ready. This was a Sunday. And then we're getting hundreds of calls from Calumet City all the way up to Gurnee.
Yep.
Very, very active with opportunities to serve and help our customers. A lot of floods, a lot of flooded basements, sump pumps, power outages. That's when we're busy.
I read somewhere that the city of Chicago, I think 811 or 311, whatever their emergency, got over 12,000 calls. The city of Chicago got over 12,000 calls from residents. I'm not making light of this. I just think it's an unbelievable number. 12,000 calls from residents from the city of Chicago stating that they were having water in their house. I thought of you. I thought of Roy. Okay. That's what I thought about. Okay. So how do you handle that?
Yeah. So we get the call. We show up. You know what we do. Water damage. We mitigate, remediate, mold. Get it dried out. But I get to see the photos from the customer. They're showing us. They're like, Pete, this is what my street looked like that night. This is what my basement looked like. Okay. Share those photos. We'll add it to the report. And it's shocking that, you know, folks, they need to understand their coverage. It's sad when you go into a home and you find out, oh, you're underinsured. You only have about $5,000 from your insurance. Like, having insurance is great. Not having insurance, that's bad. You know, if you own property, please be insured.
That's bad.
But with Blue Sky, we see claims from all the insurance companies. And it's not like we're tied in with some. But I do see, like, I was out in Chicago, and you go to one home, underinsured. Only have a couple thousand dollars to work with, and they're out of pocket.
That doesn't pay for the truck to come out.
And then you have, exactly, and then you have other families that, you know, they have policy limits, the value of the home, and they're totally covered, and they're going to get, you know, their basement's going to get, you know, demoed redone, and cleaned up and redone, and we're seeing that all across the city. So the message for folks is, please know your insurance, talk to your broker, talk to your agent. I would say, in a Chicagoland basement of size, 500 to 1,000 square foot, you should have at least $20,000 to $25,000 in coverage. And that's for your structure, not talking about your personal possessions.
So that's not replacement.
Right.
That's exactly. Structure to have you guys come in. Listen, you can't. Yeah, I've spoken about this numerous times on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We had mold in a utility closet that covered our sump pump. You guys came out. It was a mold farm. The alarm went off. We had to put water in. Wife opened it up, and there's mold. She's like, what should I do? I said, shut the door. Okay, that's what I did. Right. I said, send me pictures, shut the door. And then she sent me pictures. I sent it to you and to Roy.
Mm-hmm.
You guys came. I was going to a Hawks game that night. Okay, I was at the McDonald's having a cup of coffee, burning some time, doing work at Ogden and Lake. Okay,
yep.
Just, you know, having a coffee before the game. And then I'm like, okay, I sent it to you, Corey, and to Roy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 4 years ago. And you guys sent the crew out that day. And Roy set up the, you know, replacement, whatever. It was a gasket.
Yeah.
It was a little gasket. I had a pin-sized hole in the gasket, and every time it discharged, the water spit out, and I didn't know about it.
Well, how often are you opening that up to check?
Only when the backup battery was beeping to put more water into it.
And that's something listeners need to know. When you go and open up that sump pump pit or closet and you notice mold, hey.
Close the door.
Well, and then you call your insurance and you say, hey, I've got mold. And they're going to say, oh, that you're denied. You don't have mold coverage, right? So you need to have that knowledge of saying, hey, I don't open this closet at all, and I just noticed some discoloration. We need help. Things of that nature. It's not always a claim either. Like in your case, that wasn't a claim. That was we show up, we take care of it, we clean it up. Probably wouldn't even hit your deductible. But yeah, that's what folks need to know. Just understand your insurance. There's great insurance companies out there. We see claims from, you know, State Farm, Nationwide, USAA, they're all fantastic, and they truly want to help. I could tell you horror stories of folks, well, you know, my insurance is just out to get me. And da, da, da. No, they're really out to serve you, and as long as they can find the coverage, they're going to take care of you, and you get a good company like Blue Sky to come in and to do the proper mitigation.
So when our listeners are looking at their insurance policies, because you know a lot of our listeners are very proactive and they're running to check their policy or writing it down to call their insurance agent when we hang up or on Monday, you know, when we get off the air on Monday, what should they ask their insurance agent? How much coverage I have for...
For water damage, for backup, pipe breaks,
okay.
Fire damage. Just understand what your limits are. Because
structural, you said.
Both structural and personal possessions.
Okay.
So your contents. Because it's usually two separate deals. Sometimes it's one. Every deal is a little different out there, you'll find, right? We could have the same insurance carrier, but I may have different coverage. We have different needs, right?
And you have different size houses.
Right.
Okay,
right.
And you could be have prior claims.
David, I go into big, beautiful homes, and they only have about $5,000 to $10,000 in coverage, and they didn't even know it.
Yeah.
And now they're coming out of pocket $10,000 to put their basement back together, and they're out of personal possessions and things of that nature.
Add that extra coverage is a fraction is dollars a month compared to coming up 15-20 G's when you're not covered.
Mm-hmm. Especially for your renters. Sad story when you know renters insurance is, you know.
Let's go deeper into that, because Kevin Wells, who takes over for Kleppen, is renting, and he didn't have it. I want to talk about that because I know he's listening right now. We got to hit a news break here. 3-1, if our listeners want to reach out to Blue Sky, what's the best number?
Please call us 800-266-5677 or gobluesky.com.
The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago and 720 WGN. The MegaPros call, text, and photo line are open. Love to have your calls. Love to have your texts. Love to have your pictures. Appropriate pictures, naturally. Don't send the stuff. Nextstar doesn't like those. I have a different number for those pictures. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We are here to help you with all of your housing needs. Anything that has to do with a house or property or rental, we are here. Or commercial space, if you've got some challenges with your commercial space. Corey Ambrose is your partner, Pete Marrero, at Blue Sky. You guys alternate your appearances here. We were just talking about doing a credit enhancement seminar at your facility probably in September.
Yeah, we'd love to have you come out and do it and host you to the to a seminar. Yeah, absolutely.
Done. We're going to use your facility in September when everybody gets back from school, get back into school and get back from vacations and picking their kids up at camp and dropping them off at college and all that other stuff. So let's do that in September. Invite 100 listeners out, and then we'll do a backup online for those that don't have the opportunity to come out, and you'll do tours, and we'll have some food there, and we'll do it right.
Sounds great.
Okay, 312, and we'll invite all of the experts of the show to come out with their swag for our listeners to meet the other experts on the show.
100%.
All right. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We were talking about the disaster of cleaning up after a flood in a basement or a gasket breaking, in my case, that created a mold challenge, unbeknownst to us until the backup battery started beeping, needed water. Okay. And Mike was, and we were doing some talking during the break about the what a disaster it is and the stress that it leaves on the homeowner and the disruption that it causes within the family. Because most of the time it's in the basement, and most of the time the basement is finished. And it takes listen, you could finish a basement for $5,000. You could we put $250,000 in the basement.
Right.
I've seen some basements that are better than a lot of people's homes. Okay. Whatever. It's your home. You do what you want. But to replace that, and Mike was saying all the basements that he's been in, when they get called for a cracked pipe or something like that. So you guys talk amongst yourselves with our listeners what it's like to go down there and what the listeners are telling you when you take the first step into the basement.
So usually when there's a flood in a basement, homeowner, policyholder, they're going to call. There's three calls. They're going to call their insurance. They're going to call Blue Sky Restoration, restoration contract. They're going to call their plumber.
Right.
So often we work in tandem. We're called out first. We notice there's a sump pump issue. And we'll tell them, you need to call an expert plumber to fix that, to change it out, to have the warranty on it. Well, can't I just buy one on my own? You sure you could, but... Yeah. Keep that warranty. It's always a good thing. I'm sure you guys offer great warranty.
Yeah, absolutely. 1-year warranty on all the labor and parts that we install. your huge advantage when it comes to the actual product that we're installing in the customer's home. It's not from a home center. It's from a plumbing supply house. There's a huge difference. You can save some money on a sump pump, an ejector pump, even a backup from a home center. But when you compare that for the small upcharge to go to, you know, an actual commercial unit, it's night and day. And you can tell, you know, Pete, you're in tons of homes, and you'll have people, like David said, that have spent tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in their basement, and they don't have a backup system.
Which is crazy.
It's the cheapest insurance that you can have to where you never actually have to, not that I don't want them to have to call you, Pete, but if they had a backup, maybe they didn't have to.
I get it.
And then you wouldn't walk into that situation that we're walking into where these people's homes are destroyed.
It was the backup system that caused me to call my insurance company, you know, at the time, Roy Spencer, and because, you know, you weren't part of the show yet, and to Corey and to Pete here, because that's what I've learned through them. This is what you do. So it was my backup system caused the mold farm growing. So it was crazy. I had the backup, and I still had a problem.
Well, I will say that I had one customer who was a commercial sump pump, in, like, for large, and what did he do? He added one to his house.
Yeah.
Big old basement with a theater room and the whole deal. He's like, Pete, I got a commercial grade pump. And it still couldn't keep up, because that's the kind of weather we get out here in Chicagoland, where it's just a torrential downpour. Everyone's flooding. And so that's what happened in that case. And what we find, we walk in, they've had anywhere from 3 inches to 3 feet of water. And it's a major disruption, and nobody wants it. And this is why I was kind of ranting earlier about know your coverage. So you have an idea of what you're looking at. Everyone thinks, I got insurance, they'll take care of it, no big deal. Then you find out, well, you have minimal coverage here. So now we got to talk about it. Now we got to draw up a plan and do all these things. When what we really need to do is get that water out, ventilate the walls, dry it out, so we can get it repaired.
How long does that take?
Start to finish, it could be 15 days. It could be 30 days.
Sure.
Depends on the size and the special. If there's specialty material, we got to order. When you file an insurance claim, it's great. They're going to pay for it. You got to pay your deductible, but they need to audit. You know, they need to see. They need to see the mitigation bill and all the documentation. They need to see the reconstruction estimate up front before they cut the check. So yeah, we show up the day of the flood on a Saturday. We're out Wednesday, Thursday, it's all dried out, and then it takes a few weeks to do the, you know, the estimating for the insurance. So, and then it's out of our hands. You know, it's in the insurance hands.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys came back to my house at least three times to take readings, a level read of what were you, because you tented off my basement or that area of the basement that had the challenge, and you had this, and you had the blowers in there, and you had the dehumidifiers in there at the same time. What levels were you checking? You know, a guy came down three times, checked it. I'm like, yeah, and then I think I called. It was 10 years ago already. I don't remember what it was going on. But
so the goal of mitigation is to bring the property back to dry standard. Okay. So everything has your moisture content. Concrete has a moisture content. Wood, drywall. So when we show up, it's 100% saturated.
Right.
And the next day, we're trying to knock that down.
Okay.
50%. We're trying to knock it down 30%. And the insurance companies, they want to see humidity logs. We're testing humidity outside, inside, and in an area that is unaffected in the house.
Got it.
We're testing, like I said, sill plates, wood, the things that we're not ripping out. We're testing concrete. If we're trying to dry hardwood, because we can, if we show up within a day, we can probably get your hardwood floors dried out. Yeah. We need to test that, and we need to prove, and we need to show. Again, when insurance receives a bill, they want proper, they want great documentation. Yeah. That's what Blue Sky does. We rest our head on that. It's, hey, good photos, great documentation. So when we submit our invoice, everything is laid out.
Mike?
Yeah, I just had a question for you, Pete, regarding, you know, insurance and the company you choose to do your remediation or restoration. I mean, if the company doesn't, you know, put everything, you know, together properly to submit to the insurance, I mean, the homeowner could get stuck with the bill, correct?
That's right. They could get a denied claim. And so a lot of times, some insurance companies try to push you onto a company because they've vetted them out and they've dealt with them over time and time again.
Experience.
And they know they're going to get great workmanship, they're going to get great documentation, and it's going to be easy for them to push the claim through. Now, we have a lot of upstart companies, and they're not 100. They didn't realize you had to take pictures. They didn't realize you had to take moisture readings.
Right.
They don't know how to submit a proper. They know that there's that it's lucrative to show up and cut up a basement, but then you're leaving the homeowner with the bag, so
high and
to speak.
Dry.
Right.
All right. Phone number.
800-266-5677.
All right, so we are going to do that at your facility in September. We'll do it.
Let's talk about this. And it's got to be probably end of September. We have our large continuing education event.
That's
September
not my problem.
11th.
That's not my problem.
Well, there will not be my, no my space
problem.
For you.
Not
you
my
guys
problem.
Can be outside.
You're going to have to relocate that seminar.
No.
We'll figure it out. We'll do it at like 7 o'clock at night. Give our listeners time to get home, get in front of a computer for those that can't make it, and the 100 that can make it to your facility. You'll do tours
Love
of it.
Absolutely.
So everybody will be blown away when they get through there, and we'll get some food there so everybody could just sit back, have dinner, and learn about credit.
Love it.
I love that. That's a great idea. Mm-hmm.